KF8S, W8EAP.
CQ from W8VIJ, Waterford, Michigan.
W8FU, KE4ZYQ.
Is that Joe or Len? I was on the another line. W8FU.
Yep, that was Joe checking out this frequency here. I think the other day, this is KE4ZYQ, the other day I think I was on this one. You said I was pretty light. Am I still coming through pretty bad?
No, it sounds quite robust. Let me hear it again, though. I had two radios on, so I might have been getting a bump from the stereo effect.
Well, this is a 625, and you're booming in here. I mean, when that thing went off of my radio, about knocked something off my table here.
Roger. All right, yep, you're sounding fine. You're sounding real good. Yeah, the 625 pushes out in the St. Clair County, Marysville, St. Clair, Huron, north of 69. So it's that was the design, the design goal, or the coverage goal, and it accomplished that pretty well. And but it also covers, down this way pretty good too, so about where the other one leaves off. Transitions pretty smoothly over to that one.
Wasn't this one added later? I mean, a while ago, not recently, but I think this one was added later, was it not?
Yeah, back in the spring when we did all that microwave work, we got this one up. So we're talking, April, May, something about then. And it's been a pleasant surprise in how well it's been working.
Yeah, I didn't look to see where it's located, but how far is it from McCulloch Community College, Garfield and Hall?
Well, now wait a minute. You're on the Mount Clemens. When you said 625, I was thinking you were on the FBI 625. You're on the Central Michigan 625. That one is in Mount Clemens, right downtown. So not far at all.
Okay, KE4ZYQ, yeah, the 443.625. Okay, no wonder it's booming in.
Yeah, I don't know exactly where you're at. That's why I wasn't sure. But no, the other one would is further north, like up in Richmond. So I didn't know how far up that way you were. All right, anyhow, no, you're on the Mount Clemens, which works really, really well up in that area.
Hey, well, QSLAD, thanks for the comeback. I just wonder what was going on. Thinking, where was this one? But it was really booming in here. But anyhow, thanks a lot. Have a good rest of the day. The Lions are killing the Titans, 52-14. I don't know if you're watching, but it's a blowout. KE4ZYQ, clear.
Oh yeah, I'm watching it. And the reason I'm gabbing on the radio here is because, like you said, 52-14. So these Lions, boy, I'll tell you what, you wonder when is gonna end. This is crazy, but you know what? It's legit. Every week in, week out. It's crazy, man. This is a damn good team. All right. Later. WAFU.
Yeah, we can only hope, even though we can only hope that guy that was the runner there that broke a few of them already, and he doesn't get hurt, because he is like, they should give him a nickname, something like Turbo or something. He's got a turbocharged energy there. KE4ZYQ, clear.
Imagine the signal will come up.
Okay, copy.
You're off a little light too, but yeah, hopefully you'll come up. Yeah, the other bands are just booming with the contest, so our best guy here today. Hotel Bravo, taking a pre-net check-in for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Hornet. If you're listening via the Central Michigan University Network Link repeaters, you may also check into this net. Please call KDA-RHB.
Thank you.
Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Hotel Bravo.
Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot, Ron in Saginaw County.
Good afternoon, Ron. Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot. Really good copy on you. Thanks for checking in.
This is November 8, Hotel Echo Echo.
All right. Good afternoon, Jeff. NATE, good to hear you this fine Sunday. Thanks for checking in. Anyone else, please call KDRHB.
Evening, Brad. Kilowatt Bravo 8, Sierra Whiskey Romeo, KDSWR Mobile.
Good afternoon, Jeff. KDSWR, thanks. Good to hear you. Thanks for checking in.
Alpha Delta 8, Delta X-ray, 88DX Jim, Mobile in and out.
Alpha Delta 8, Alpha X-ray, over.
Negative. Alpha Delta 8, Delta X-ray, 88DX.
Alpha Delta 8, Delta X-ray, gotcha. And I got you in and out. Thanks for checking in. Hotel Bravo, taking pre-net check-in for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. If you're listening via the Central Michigan Emergency Network, UHF repeaters, you may also check in. Please call KDRHB. Romeo Hotel Bravo, standing by.
Other than was up north, putting some more links up, Petoskey area, so
trying to get stuff done before winter. Really did a lot in Flint and got a lot going there. So back to you, Brett. KBSW.
The dirty radio.
Everything you do and all the guys from Central Michigan Emergency Network. I was just up there a few. My wife and I were up there a few weeks back. We stayed at Burt Lake, so had a great time there camping. But thanks again, Jeff. All right, go ahead, Max. Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November.
All right, this is Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November. Good afternoon, everybody on the net. Brett, thank you for taking the net this afternoon. Let's see here. Couple of things. Exercise update. I keep getting asked where are the scores. The scores were in my hot little hands. I passed them off to Jacqueline. What I didn't realize, she was out ill earlier this week, so she's looking at them. I'm sure we'll have that resolved within the next day or so. We'll have the final answers out. Let's see here. Monday, Wednesday, starting tomorrow, I'll be heading up to Shanty Creek. The Michigan Emergency Management Association conference is being held this week. Not only will we be doing an exhibit area like we have done in the past, this year we also get to do a presentation. It's going to be on OSCOM in Michigan and around the state. And we'll be showing a few photos of some of the activities that were the live activities that were performed for public safety. In the course of including such things as the Kalamazoo tornado, the events up in District 6, and one or two others there. Let me see. The other thing going on this week, Wednesday, is the commune work group meeting. That's in the afternoon, 3:30 on Zoom. That's everything I've got, Brett. I hope everybody has a great week ahead. Stay safe and healthy. Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November, back to net.
All right, very good, Max. Thanks for your comments. My wife and I, we just got back from camping. We've been camping since last week, Sunday, at a local campground here to us. So last trip for the year. Other than that, not too much. At this moment, I do have a meeting planned for Tuesday night for the district DCs, but maybe postpone that till November. Just see how I've got a couple scheduling conflicts with work. So, but other than that, not too much going on. We did Calhoun County Trail Fest last week Saturday. We had CERC and we set up comms there, and we had a good turnout there. About 70 participants that were there. So anyways, we were able to do that. Okay, so I'll go ahead and get started here on the list, and we'll go down a couple, and then I'll take a standby. November 8th, Oscar Bravo Uniform.
I don't have anything really good for the list this week. I'm working outside. Did a hayride for the kids in the neighborhood last week. I got surgeries coming up in the next couple of weeks, but we'll cover that after the surgery. We'll see how things go. I don't even actually know exactly 100% what they're going to do, but hopefully they'll do good. I have some problems with my sciatic nerve and pain from it. So, all right, take care. Thanks for being in control. I'll be sitting here listening. NAW.
NAW, thanks again for getting the link set up and keeping yourself and family in thought. So, all right, November 8th, Sierra Bravo Echo.
Yeah, November 8th, Sierra Bravo Echo, the best. We had just come back from Tennessee from a wedding down in Tennessee for my grandniece and Saudi Daisy, Tennessee. And we drove down there one day and back in one day for hauling the 50. Oh, that's a long haul. It was 577 miles each way. And I don't think I want to try that again. Nevertheless, we got back all in one piece, and we got to then winter up until next spring. And so that's pretty much all that's going on this end.
All right, glad you made it back safe. Yeah, that's a lot of driving in a couple days, so glad you made it back safe. Looking forward to camping next year for sure. All right, I'll take a quick standby. Is there anyone out there that wishes to check into the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet? If that hasn't yet done so, please call KDDRHB. Okay, we'll go back to the list. Kilo, Charlie 8, Yankee, Victor, Foxtrot, go ahead, Ron.
This is Kilo, Charlie 8, Yankee, Victor, Foxtrot. I think that you were following me all the way from the station, so hopefully I'm in the right turn. ECRO for Saginaw County. Last Thursday, we had our latest Aries training. We did a review of the SET. Went over with everybody that participated their comments, their suggestions. There were some good suggestions to do. We need to update some radios in the various locations. We don't have all of the frequencies in for the various repeaters around the area, so we need to go back and revisit those, see what we have, see what additional ones we need, which ones we don't need, and remove those. We need to update some documentation. The documentation I have on the computer, the information I have on the computers to run the WinLink stations is a little outdated. There's been updates to WinLink since I did the documentation to those, so I need to run back through and update it. Unfortunately, the documentation is pretty much always going to be outdated because we update WinLink so frequently that a lot of the forms or things like that, positions on the screens may change, so I may not always have the documentation on the computers that are up to date with the program. But
other than that, we had a good meeting. We had a good session with everybody and their comments and that, so I was pleased with the outcome of that. That's all I have for Saginaw County for this week. In case you might be up back in that.
Very good, Ron. A lot of good stuff there. Thanks for checking in. November 8, Hotel Echo Echo. Go ahead with your comments, Jeff.
Good afternoon, Brent. This is NADHE in Eaton County. Not too much to add to the net. The wife and I did go Saturday up to Mount Pleasant and took the color train to Cadillac. That was interesting. Unfortunately, the colors up north had already changed, so it wasn't much to see, but it was still an enjoyable ride. Other than that, we wish everyone a fine week and hope to catch everyone again. This is NADHE.
All right. Thanks for checking in, Jeff. That sounds fun. I've never done that, so I had to look into doing that. The waves went quick, seems like. But anyway, thanks for checking in. Next, Whiskey Delta 8, Uniform Sierra Alpha. Joe, go ahead.
Okay, good enough. Hopefully the drums, you're not hearing them. My son-in-law is really whacking away down here in the basement. At any rate, I wish everybody a good afternoon. I guess you can't hear them. I'll just say that the Red Cross chapter in Grand Rapids is progressing nicely, and the station is gradually coming on the air, and it will be fully operational, although not completed, in the next week or so. So that's a milestone. The call sign will be Kilo Charlie 8 Alpha Romeo Charlie. Back to you, sir, and I'd say more, but you're probably hearing the drums in the background. WVUSA is 10 Charlie, over.
All right, Joe, thanks for your comments. Yeah, you could hear it in the back, but it wasn't bad. Thanks for checking in. Good to hear you, Joe. WDAXD, go ahead with your comments, Charlie.
Yeah, hi Brett, welcome back from Camp A. This is WDHB, Charlie in Kalamazoo County. And the station after me is Gerald. So you've got another District 5 check-in tonight, Brett. And we'll let Gerald talk about himself. Let's see here. The conversations I've been having the past week have been in preparation be a day like today, although it might be a day after a rain, one or two days after a rain, so the trail for the cyclist might be a little muddy and maybe a little slick. So that's some radio activity coming up. The St. Joseph County Amateur Radio Club had its meeting a couple Wednesdays ago, and so we had a small debriefing about the activity we had with that county and Kalamazoo County teaming up. So let's see if there was anything else. Yeah, putting together a NSAID wire antenna. It's not a half wave. It was calculated by KCABRO, and it's a length that is not resonant in any direct or multiple of its length. So your antenna tuner forces it to tune it, and we're talking about like a manual NSAID antenna tuner, and we tested it with Shane during the Labor Day weekend. We set it up in three different directions, rather low to the ground, and we were trying to see if there was any sloper effect at the low height that we hung the high end, and it didn't seem to be in any direction. Talking to Blue Oak and Lawton, we didn't have any problem with the antenna pointed in any of the three directions. So we kind of concluded that it must be NVIS with those conditions. What the heck, success is success. We didn't try to feel anything or make one position better than the other. It just worked out equal the way that it was with the two stations downstate, and we were on 40 meters in the afternoon at that time. So that's about it, and thanks, Brett, and just the way things, my week has been going, I wouldn't mind another postponement of a District 5 meeting till the end of November. C8RHB, back to you, sir, WD8AXB, over.
All right, very good, Charlie. Thanks for your comment. I'm glad to get to go to the ice man coming to help out up there. So I'm glad that's something you're going to be able to do. Cool on the antenna. I'll probably more likely postpone the meeting, but anyways, I'll get back here to the list, and then got two more on the list, and then we'll do a standby here at the end. So Whiskey, Bravo 8, Charlie, Golf.
It is Whiskey, Bravo 8, Charlie, Golf. My name is Gerald. I'm located in Colin, St. Joseph County. Charlie pretty much summed it up. We participated in the SET, had a few people that came on and on VHF and UHF, the repeaters here in San Diego County, and participated. So other than that, that's about all I have for now. Back to Matt. This is WDATV.
Well, very good, Gerald. Thanks for participating and also for checking in here on this net. I hope to get a chance to meet you soon. Thanks for checking in. I like the representation from District 5 when we get it, so thanks again. All right, Kilo Echo 8, Zulu, November Hotel. Kilo
Kilo Echo 8, Zulu, November Hotel. All right, well, on that, that's the end of the list as I have it. Is there anyone else that wishes to check into the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet? If so, please call KADRHB.
Whiskey Bravo 8, Tango, Quebec, Zulu.
Whiskey Bravo 8, Tango, Quebec, Zulu. I got a real good copy on you, Mike. Go ahead and take it.
Good afternoon, back to KDHB and Michigan Air PSC, WBTTC, in Rocket City. Well, it's a nice day for working out in the yard, and a little bit late on account of going back out there after a change and then getting wrapped up in the project. But hearing everybody here reasonably well. Not a lot to report. I've been down for a couple of weeks, missed the SCT, and probably would have benefited from that experience, but I guess you can't do everything. I guess about all we can report on is Max and MITN. Propagation does seem to be getting somewhat back to normal, not quite all the time, but it's better than it was, and with the exception of a few blackouts, I guess we've been doing all right. But the numbers are still way down, but we are trying to keep things alive and living, and looking forward to better days. Back tonight.
All right, thanks, Mike. Thanks for everything and everything you do on the traffic net. Really appreciate it. Thanks again for checking in this afternoon. Good to hear you too. So glad you're back. All right, is there anyone else wishes to check in at this time? Please call KADRHB.
Kilo Echo 8, Charlie Zulu X-ray.
Kilo Charlie, sorry, Kilo Echo 8, Charlie Zulu X-ray.
Yeah, Kilo Echo 8, Charlie Zulu X-ray. Name is Chris here. I just hopped in the car on a little commute to work and heard the net going on, so I just wanted to pop in and say hi.
All right, thanks for checking in. Do you have any comments you wish to share real quick?
Yeah, I didn't hear anything that was talked about on the net because I literally just turned the car on and the radio on when you were asking for final check-ins. So just wanted to give a shout-out and see if I could be heard on the net. But other than that, I'm just going to head on my way to work. KE8CZX, back to net control.
All right, sounds good, Chris. Yeah, we're here every Sunday at 5 p.m. We start at pre-net about a quarter to or 10 to, but we're here every Sunday. So usually around here, if you're on the link system, you can also check on that. So the Central Michigan Emergency Network gets that linked up. So welcome anytime. So thanks for checking in and be safe on your way to work. All right, this is KDRHB, last call. If anyone wants to check into the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet, please call. All right. Thanks, everyone, for checking in this afternoon. Enjoy the rest of the evening and have a safe week. Next week is section, so Max or I will cover that. And, yeah, enjoy the week. Be safe again. And enjoy the weather. It's supposed to be nice this week. And there's a little bit left of the DX contest, if you guys are interested in that. 15, 20, and 10 are booming right now. This is KDRHB, out.
Net control, can I still check in and then I'll leave you alone? NHGYU. Not NHGYU clear.
Whiskey 8, Foxtrot, Foxtrot Romeo, mobile and monitoring. Whiskey 8 Foxtrot, Foxtrot Romeo. This is Kilo Echo 8, Charlie Zulu X-ray, also mobile. How are you today?
I'm doing absolutely wonderful. It's good to hear from you again. How are you today?
Doing pretty good. Just on my way to work for just a little bit, and then back home and have the next week off of work for intercessions. School's out for the week, so I'll be focusing on some things for home and the last push in my campaigning for mayor.
Oh, you're campaigning for mayor, eh? The real question is, do you have the wave down? Do you know how to wave your hand properly? Because we all know that's the important part.
Yeah, waving your hand and shaking hands, that is important. I think I'm pretty solid there.
You don't mind me asking, what town are you running for? Echo 8, Charlie Zulu X-ray from Whiskey 8, Foxtrot Romeo.
Yeah, I'm not sure if you heard my last comment, because it was silent after that, but I said I do have the waving and shaking hands down pretty good.
Yeah, I know that sometimes either my radio or someone's radio, it just, it'll say it went through, but I don't know. They gotta love it. But don't mind me asking, what town are you running for?
In the city of Davison. Grew up in the Davison area my whole life. I've been on the city council for either city council or one of the boards or commissions for about the last 14 years or so. So current mayor's not running for re-election, so thought I'd take a chance and step up.
Oh, I'm not that far from you. I'm in between Alba and Hadley, so we're practically neighbors.
Yeah, until 3 years ago, I spent the last 21 years teaching in Lapeer. So I was at, during the 21 years, I was at almost all of the buildings for a couple of years.
Okay, so then, y'all who live out in Davison, which machine do you like to use, the Flint one or the Lapeer one? Because I think they're almost the same distance.
I have better luck getting into Flint than I do Lapeer. I did teach for a while at Maple Grove there, where one of the repeaters is, but I just tend to do a lot better getting into Flint.
Okay, and actually that school, that is the Lapeer repeater right there.
Yeah, it was part of what convinced me to get into amateur radio. That, and then, because I was thinking about it for a bit, and then there was at Lake Callis in Davison, that one 4th of July, where that young boy unfortunately drowned, and I saw all the amateur radio people there helping out, and I thought, you know, I want to be available to help if something like that happens, and so got into it on the public service side, hoping to be able to help out if there's ever a big problem and they need people to help communicate.
I think that's probably the number one reason why people get into amateur radio is for that emergency preparedness aspect.
And so since I've been doing it, I've done the CRIM a few times and the first try triathlon and couple of other runs here and there, but just about to pull in here to the job, so I'll be hopping out, so I'll be clear with your final KE8CZX.
Everyone's having perfect timing because the conversation's been ending as both of us pull up to our destinations, because I'm where I need to go too, so Yeah, Alcent 73, it was good to hear from you again, KE8CZX. This is WAFFR. I am clear of this frequency. I got no patience for this digital bullshit. What? Digital radio, it's like there's always something. Well, you got to enter this, or this changed, or that changed, or you got to do this, or that, or this isn't working, you know? But, you know, I get in my car and I dial up the analog system and key my mic and there it is. Every time. One day digital might be worth the hassle. I just don't know when. All righty then.
Well, you give no context. It sounds like you're just ranting.
Well, things aren't working. On the Hoyt side, I don't know why. Can't get anything to work. You know, that's probably one problem. Who knows? So I grab my hotspot and I throw it in the car, and I can't get connected up to the node. I don't know what I'm doing wrong there. Trying reflector 239 and everything else, but clearly since the last time I used it, something's changed, and I haven't updated. So yet another, you know, something changed. It's just, it's frustrating.
Well, the hams over IP seems like a global problem, and I don't know why somebody keeps on keying up right now. Weird static. Yep, there it goes again.
And of course, if that's what I figured, then I got on a node and I couldn't get on the node. I tried to get on there to ask if anybody else had the problem, because I was right in the middle of doing major work on the hub with regards to that. I was trying to get it off on that separate node. So what a perfect time for it to break, right?
Yeah, and the guy's probably sleeping now because it's the main guy in UK, right? Probably sleeping. But yeah, I don't know. And I don't know about the digital side either. I mean, that one's been a little goofy because you know, I'm moving and all that stuff, but I don't think anything has changed. But if you're using your open spot, see that I don't use those profiles like you did. You set up all those profiles. Every time I go to use my open spot, I just use the quick select because it's a lot easier than trying to have profiles.
Well, the only thing I use profiles for is to switch between modes. The thing was in DMR mode, so I switched it over. I grabbed my Fusion radio, because that's always been the most reliable radio, and so I flipped it over to Fusion, and I'm on there now, and I'm connected up, and I'm searching for the XRF 239, and, you know, I tried that, nothing, and tried some of the old, you know, 60777 or whatever. I remember hearing something about those are gone. I don't even remember. I can't keep track. So I don't even know if I'm even doing the right thing.
Yeah, there could be something broken, too. I'll look at it in a bit, but nobody seems to care. That's why I never maintain it. I used to do daily checks, but there was one guy on it earlier today. I gotta look. There, it's because I think what it might be is because the Voke, the encoder crap has to be on a Pi, which means I have to run it out of my network here. And the hub is fine. You know, you should. But what happens is if the hub doesn't receive anything from the transcoder, it locks up. So I think that's probably what happened. So either I got to put those things on a daily cron or have some kind of way to monitor it. But it's because they're at two different sites, I think, is causing issues. And there's the restart, or if it breaks, I guess it doesn't fail gracefully and restart itself, I guess, is the issue. But I'm just speculating. I don't know if that's what the issue is, but I've caught it happen before.
Well, you know, right. I mean, I'm not, whatever. It's just been a very frustrating week for me. When I went to Traverse City, same thing. I went to jump in my car. I thought I had everything set up, but clearly I had missed something. And so my nodes were worthless to me all the way up and back. So I just used the link repeaters as long as I could. And I think I did use DD switch, so I was using that at least. But I don't know. Anyhow, it was just bad. You know, I was already a little, just frustrated with digital, you know, not failing me, you know, when I needed it, and then the whole damn Hoyt network goes down right in the middle of me doing some major work on that on the hub, you know, so that was just really bad timing. And then I try to, you know, grab this going out the door, and that's down, and just, you know, just culminates into this, just, you know, F this shit, you know, I'll stick with my analog.
You just got to stick to systems that you control, because you know it'll never fail.
Maybe. Anyhow, it's good to gripe every now and again. So I do got my, let's see, what did I grab? I got two Fusion radios. I should have grabbed something besides Fusion. I should have grabbed my DMR radio, because I got this radio's Fusion, the 500. Then I could have had something else. Could have maybe seen if I could get something working in digital. I don't know. But I think that's all just, I got my FT5. I haven't ran that in a long time with my open spot. So they're going for a car ride, because can't get them to do anything worthwhile.
I'm just going to put DV switch server on all my all-star nodes, and then I won't have to carry any digital radios around with me. If somebody really wants to be on a digital network or needs to talk a digital network, I'll just hold on. I'll dial it in with my all-star node, and I can use any radio then.
Yeah, you can use it with your $10 Bofang or Retrevis. There you go. That's the ticket. Well, I'll have my clear node here tomorrow, so I'm going to try that out. And, I may try to, once again, I had the whole shoot and match working on one of my nodes before, one of the ones I kept the house. It was pretty it was pretty persnickety. You know, you know, there were any number of caveats, and controlling it was kind of a bear. You know, it was not something easy to control on the fly. That's the biggest reason I wanted to get one of these clear nodes, is just to see if it had a easy to operate interface while you know, while on the fly. Because I don't ever know what I want, right? You know, I may get somewhere and find out I want, you know, want something, and then, you know, and then I don't have that Wi-Fi network, you know, in the thing. And with the OpenSpot, it's, you know, it's nice because you can just put it in that search mode and then, you know, connect up to it, and then it finds the network. You connect it, it's, you know, it's well done. And now the new that ClearNode, he's got that Wi-Fi by light feature, which is kind of nifty if it works as good as it did in the video. And you know, that makes for a pretty easy way to get the thing online no matter what. So we'll see. And then the user interface is supposed to be pretty good, so we'll find out when I get it. You could probably make something similar, but I certainly couldn't, so I'm gonna pay the man, take a look at his product, get the t-shirt, you know.
Yeah, my issues I've had was well, not with the clear node specifically, but just with an all-star node in general. When you bring it in the car and you hook it up to your Wi-Fi network, it's not knowing what IP address it has, and then trying to figure out why it's not working. Like, I just tested this. It should work. Why is it not, you know, you can't see any logs or anything like that. So, but I don't know if you'll have the same issues with the clear node. The thing with the clear node is both have to have an internet connection in order to get commands. So the app doesn't directly talk to the clear node. It's, what it does is it talks to some server he's running in the cloud. And then your node also has to be on the internet and has to be able to reach that cloud. So in order for that app to send any commands to the clear node, it's got to send it to the cloud, and the cloud comes, you know, back down to the Pi. Right, and then it reports its status back. It's like a, you know, it's kind of like there's a man in the middle type of thing passing along messages. And so if you're having network issues, that app's not going to do you any good. You might have to still go in on the command line and do stuff, but I don't know. I mean, it works well. It's really meant for folks that don't want to muck around with SSH and having to get their phone browser out and do things that way. And you may get frustrated as a power user that you have to reboot just to change a simple thing. That's what annoyed me. So I would enable the SSH and go into it, do the things I need to do, and then I would set the command in the app. So we'll see. We'll see how your mileage may vary. So we'll see what your challenges are. I will be curious.
Yeah, as far as the needing networking, of course, you know, what is a node without networking? Period. You know, if you can't get the internet with your node, then you're pretty much dead in the water anyhow. So there's that, and I don't like the fact that you're counting on him keeping that server running, because eventually he'll tire of it or move on or something, you know, and then it's like you'll have a bunch of, devices that are worthless. I mean, you could reuse the hardware for something more conventional, probably, but I don't like that, but I'm not going to let that bother me from getting it, you know, because this is get the t-shirt phase, and we'll be curious to see, you know, how that works. The plan for this one is not, you know, is not to have to monkey with it. The plan for this one is to just, you know, leave it in the car, you know, and it's the one that I can easily use while I'm driving around and stuff like that, and the regular nodes, I can run at home, and, you know, I have the luxury of being able to use my computer to get into them and do whatever I need to do. And I think ASL3 with the dashboard and everything is quite nice, and it's going to be tough to beat. So we'll see. You know, it really is just a. I heard. Yeah, really, what happened was I've heard Greg and
a few others talked about how much they love him, and then Dakota was going on and on about, you know, his, how much he liked it. So I just said, yeah, okay, I'm going to get one and try it. And I just, I'm on the outside looking in. I don't have any idea what they're all talking about. So what the hell?
Yeah, and for a lot of them, that's their only node, so makes more sense. And, you know, they want to be able to do things from the app and all that stuff, but, yep. Like, I can't hear you try and interfere, KFAS.
So anyhow, back to this, so you think this HOIP thing is a global thing. Ah, okay. Because right now when I go to connect up to either, you know, your hub or this hub or whatever, I get nothing. It looks like it connected and it just sits there and it's not really connected at all. And I'm like, what the hell's up with that? And I thought sure I, you know, broke something because I was in there doing a whole bunch of work on the hub, trying to get that private node running. And I actually got it running. I got the EchoLink connections coming into the private node, but I couldn't get the private node to connect to the public node. And at that point, I got a call from a guy at work. He needed me to run him out some keys, so I'm doing that right now. But that's as far as I got. And right in the middle of it all, the HOIP broke down. I thought, oh, good grief, what did I do now?
Yeah, it's nothing on your end because I can't dial anybody. Can't connect to anything. Maybe it's KB0DCO soliciting to the hams over IP stuff and he got us all banned.
I did see a couple busy lights. Wally's busy, and Paul that I work with was busy. So I did see and I saw your busy light come on at one point. So I was seeing busy light information, but I still couldn't do anything. I couldn't still connect out or go anywhere.
Yeah, that was me testing it when I heard you talking about it. And I was like, can't get in. I've tried from my GroundWire app, and I've tried from my SIP phone, and they're both not doing anything right now. So I don't know. It's probably good that you had a break, you're not missing anything by having to run out to give the keys, as far as if you were trying to get your node stuff all situated. Because if you're trying to, I would just proceed as if it were working and just get it to link up to your public node. You know, get that part working that you know you can. And you got EchoLink to test with, I guess. So just test with that for now, and then the hams. But the thing is, you're going to have to, if it's not the same node number, you're going to have to give that guy a new registration line, you know. So I don't know if you did that already.
No, I knew that was going to be the final thing, but I have not done that. So, and I also want to migrate to ASL3 with the hub and put it in a separate box. But until I got a place to put it, you know, I really don't want to pull it out of the data center. So that's where I'm actually heading right now. I'm heading to the location where I plan on housing it once everything, the power situation gets all resolved. Although I could put it at the, I could put it with the 2.6 at site hardened.
Yeah, and I'll have low latency for that repeater. Be like 1 millisecond.
I think I could make the primary repeater the local RF for the hub. Then I could have all sorts of cool stuff. But that's an air fiber connection from that site to the other site.
so it has the, but it's only a mile, so it'd be pretty hard to rain fade that one. And then I got one of the 5-gig links from the next hop, so that stuff's pretty robust. Those little dishes and that 50-gig stuff is can be a little picky.
Yeah, you would think that it would like reduce the bandwidth when there's the rain fade and stuff like that. But I'd still put your repeater on a different node. You can put it on the same box, just give a different node number. I would still give the repeater its own node number. Let your hub be a hub.
Oh yeah, no, that's the plan. That was just mental gymnastics. No, I'm gonna keep it the way it is. But I'm gonna be probably I've got a bunch of the RTCMs. I'm gonna be doing up a all-star voting system on the VHF machine. I just gotta really, you know, kick it in high gear, get on that project, and once we get that all figured out and get that all running, I'm probably gonna try to make the move on this machine to the same. So that's where that's where I'll have to have a box there, you know, dedicated to that. That'll have the all that enabled. So it makes a lot of sense. It's a good site. So, like I said, it's hard and secure, close to home. If I have to go work on it. So, anywho, I just got to check out the emergency power situation at that site. Make sure that it's not anything I'm missing there. Pretty sure it's all good. All right, here I am pulling up to my destination with the keys. I got to go get somebody out of a pickle.
Alrighty, have fun. Okay, wait us.
All right, I'll be back in here probably 10, 15 minutes, whatever. If you're still out here, catch you. W8FU. Alrighty then. W8FU.
KF8F. Yeah, it was, my side was broken with the digital, so it wasn't you.
Yeah, okay. So, I'm 2 for 2. Just all coincidentally coming down on me at the same time. Oh, man. Whatevs.
Trying to convince Captain Don to get Starlink. I'm not trying to convince him. I'm just saying that might be an option for him. He's talking on the hub right now. Alrighty, it cleared with Captain Don. So, yep, everybody's having technical problems today. Ham's over IP is still not working. And I guess he was having trouble with one of his apps. So the universe is just not wanting people to use the internet today.
Maybe it's the Chinese. Maybe they've unleashed their 5G.
Do they actually not have 5G over there? I haven't been keeping up with that stuff. That would explain why all the accessories don't have 5G in them.
Oh, I'm just making a stupid comment. That one company, Huawei or Huawei or whatever, they were accused of espionage and or something, and they were making all the 5G equipment that was being deployed stateside, and there was concerns over, you know, the security of it all. Apparently, I don't know. Anyhow, 5G and causes cancer and kills birds and causes COVID. Chinese plot to take over the world. I guess it's all tied together.
I see. Yeah, I do remember that in the news. That one lady got, she somehow got to Canada somehow. And I think she escaped the CEO or whatever.
Yeah, I don't remember all the details. I just know that she was accused of some pretty serious, you know, that part was legit. There was some serious accusations about them and some corporate espionage or something. And I don't remember how that all shook out. But then, and I know that they were, you know, real big in the manufacturing of 5G equipment. And, you know, and then, of course, there was all the ridiculous, you know, conspiracy theories about 5G, which really don't tie into it all, or do they?
The world will never know. All I know is those I never thought of those towers as being able to beam only in a certain direction. I always thought they were omnidirectional.
Well, they can be if they have a need, but, you know, they got to take what they can get as far as sites. You can't put towers everywhere they want or get buildings everywhere they want, so they take what they can get. And, you know, if they have two sites that are near each other, you know, in a perfect world, they strategically place the towers, you know, exactly where they need, so they could do an omni thing. But often a tower goes in, you know, over there, and they really need coverage over there, so they, you know, beam everything over that way. So that's just a matter of opportunity, I believe.
Yeah, it makes sense. I'm just thinking, like, if you got the tower right in your backyard, right, and it's beaming the opposite direction, you're not going to get any benefit from it because it's beaming opposite. You'll get some. I mean, it's not going to be completely null, but it won't be as strong as if it were beaming towards you.
Oh, yeah, it can definitely be less than one would expect or more, you know, so... Yeah, depending on those towers right behind you there, right through that woods, it depends what they're trying to hit. You know, and then with all the construction going in, you know, over there, they may, you know, they may choose to alter that a little. So there's only so much snot they can put on the wire, so they try to put the snot where they need it. And there's no reason to believe that maybe they'll want to change their, they'll have to look at their heat maps and decide. All right, I just pulled in the driveway. I'm going to get inside and get back to what I was putzing with, see if I can at least get some of this stuff squared up. I want to get the private node working with the Echo Link and get that if I can. For some reason, you know, I can't get the 1990 local node that I created to connect up to the public node. 43732. And you know, I've got a private node entry for both, so they both should
be able to find each other
based on the list. But there's something else going on. I don't know what. So I gotta scratch my head and try to figure it all out. All right, let me get inside. Be back in a bit. W8FU.
All right. Talk to you later. KDF8S.
skinny ass, man. I'm eating ass right now.
KE8VSI. Missed that, sorry.
We're getting KE8 if he's internet for being persnickety. Anyhow, I'll be back in a bit. W8 if he's...
Go to the other side, Greg. KF8S.
Joe, KE8VSI.
Test 1, 2, 3.